Hey, everybody. Super excited about tonight's guest speaker. This is National Consultant Mary Amoito. Welcome to the AMBIT Sunday Night Business Builder Call. If you do not have pen and paper yet, you better get pen and paper. This call is going to be chock full of information about the invitation. Super excited to have Executive Consultant Jay Emma on the line. He has won numerous awards in AMBIT Energy, and last year he won the coveted, one of the most prestigious awards in all of AMBIT, the Crystal Sphere Award. And if you're not familiar with Jay Emma, then you probably don't know about the unofficial Jay Emma fan club, Friends of Jay. It is growing fast and furious. A little bit of an inside joke, but Jay definitely is Mr. Congeniality in AMBIT Energy. So, Jay, are you there?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Amongst one of Jay's accolades is he is a dear personal friend of mine and Richard's, a family friend. He's like family to us. It's been a pure joy working with him.
Mary, I love you and Richard so much, and thanks for the introduction. And I'm excited to be on the call, and certainly very excited to be a part of this AMBIT family, and I'm just really looking forward to the future. We've got so many great things to look forward to.
Yeah, we certainly do.
So, should I just get started and go into some of what you and I were talking about regarding the invitation, and should I just go right into it?
Absolutely, you've got the floor.
All right, great. Thanks, Richard. We are really looking forward to spending some time just talking about this topic, which is really important. I think it's one of the biggest challenges new people have in the business is first, I guess, the philosophy of the invitation, because I think we all get started and we're really caught up on the idea of growing our business. And what happens is we want to get people. And, you know, I understand the sentiment. You know, you're getting started. You want to find people to that you think could be good consultants. And you might right off the bat be able to do that. But in terms of building your business long term, there's a saying that you'll hear in the business very often, and it says that you don't want to mix the invitation with the presentation. You don't want to mix the presentation in the invitation. And what that means is the invitation is just supposed to be short and sweet, really fast. And the whole purpose of a phone call, the whole purpose of a contact or a conversation is just to schedule a time to show people. And I think it's a challenge because I believe most people in our business don't show the plan enough. And the reason why is most new people are filtering on the front end. They're thinking too much about who would be interested and who wouldn't be interested. And I want to show people that would be interested or show people that would be good. And the problem with that is we can't really figure that out on the front end. As a matter of fact, most people were not interested in this business initially getting started. Most of the successful people in our business were not. And Richard and Mary, if you wouldn't mind, what a perfect example. This is an important piece. Can you just give a little bit of your story of how you got started? And if somebody tried to find you, top leaders, top income earners in this industry, among the most successful in the world of network marketing and just incredible leaders, can you just give your story just briefly and talk about a perfect example of somebody who wasn't interested and thank God that you weren't prejudged on?
Yeah, when we were approached about the business, I had already left my career that I loved in engineering but hated the hours, and Richard had already owned his own businesses, and we got into the mortgage business because my sister kind of begged me to help her during the refi boom, and just a few short years into the mortgage business, we found ourselves working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, barely having time for each other, definitely little to no time with our two kids that we had at the time. And when our friends had approached us about AMBIT, we said no. I mean, I wasn't even open or willing to look at all whatsoever, and I just kept saying no. And finally one day, you know, John had called me and said, listen, we met this guy in your office a few weeks ago. I know you said no to AMP, but would you mind if I talked to him about it? And I said, absolutely not. Here's his name. Here's his number. Good luck to you. And fortunately for us, John came back to us and said, listen, your friend is going to get involved in the business, and we think he's going to be really great. Do you want us to make all the money, or do you want to make some money too? And Richard threw down our credit card. He did not know anything about the company or the business or anything, and he did not want to miss out on opportunity. And so that's kind of how we got started. We didn't do anything for months, and John and Terry, our sponsors, were wise enough to know that if we could get a little bit of taste of residual income, it might perk up our ears. And so they put a few customers under us just to make sure that we got our little residual check. And sure enough, that's exactly what did it. We started seeing a little bit of residual, and our ears perked up, and timing was right, and we jumped on board.
Mary, thank you. And, you know, I love hearing stories like that, because I think a lot more, there's more stories of people, leaders that have gotten in, top leaders in our business. There's more stories of the beginning of their business being reluctant, not interested, not, you know, just let me sit down. Let me just look at what you have. All right, I'll come to a meeting, or all right, let me see, you know, let's grab a cup of coffee. Or it's always, more times than not, it's somebody who's just, you know, let me see what you got. Or sure. Or Tim and Sonia Devine, interested in free energy. Why not? All right, most people, it's not like everyone's going to get started and say, oh, I'm super fired up about going to every single function, and I'm going to be showing the plan 10 times a week, and I'm going national tomorrow. Not everybody starts like that. The reason why I want to say that is you have to start thinking about your business as you being just consistently telling the story and sharing this business, sharing what you're doing, talking about your future journey. Where are you going to be tomorrow? Why is that important to you? And when you know where you're going to be tomorrow, why that's important to you, you're going to be animated when you tell that story. And even though you're not there yet, people are going to feel that you're going there, you're excited about going there, and they want to hear that story. Nobody's interested in watching a stupid video. Don't get caught up on this. You got to see this business. It's not the business. It's people need to see you. People buy into you. So the invitation, the first part of the invitation I just want to impress upon everyone is that your story matters. Okay? Because people will buy into your story, and it'll also give them permission to believe in the potential of their own story. So lesson number one, I guess, right now in terms of the invitation is have a story. Craft something that's very short and sweet that identifies your own dream. When you have a dream, you're going to have a list of names. Now, that's the next thing, right? So if we're talking about our system, the dream, the why, fuels the list. The bigger the dream, the bigger the list. Now, from your list of names is where you're going to do the invitation. I'm not going to talk too much about the dream or too much about the list. But we're going into the invitation, okay? And you have to have a list of names in order to invite people, in order to have names to call, okay? So in the beginning, it's friends and family. You're going to reach out to some people that are in your immediate sphere of influence, but I encourage you to keep building and adding to that list. I want to sort of give you a little structure, but you remember that when we're inviting, we have to remind ourselves all the time that all we're doing is networking with people, sharing our business. Tony Procopio always says, look, you know, I'm 100% certain that you know the person I need to be in contact with. So he goes right through the person. And that person, one out of three or one out of five of the people he's sitting with are going to be interested themselves. But somewhere along the lines, whether it's them or somebody that they know or somebody that they know or somebody that they know, as Brian McClure talks about with System 16, is when you're working depth and you're building spheres of influence, or you're accessing someone else's sphere of influence, you're going to find that typically one out of three or one out of five or something like that of people that you share the opportunity with are going to be interested. So the goal is to get in front of enough people where you're going to increase the odds. Ray Monty says it all the time, that our success is dependent upon how many times we and our team combined shows the plan. That's going to be to determine who makes the most money, who succeeds and grows the fastest and the most in our business, is how many presentations are being done in your business. So in the beginning, it's you. You're going to set the speed of the group is determined by the speed of the leader. So a couple of ingredients. So thinking about that this concept of, remember, you just telling your story, you're just getting in front of people. I'm going to give you a little template, and it's important you practice. It's going to seem pretty simple and mathematical. It doesn't always work out like that, but I'm just going to give you a pretty simple formula, okay? And you're going to get on the phone with somebody to invite them. You can text to schedule a time to speak to them, but I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. But let's go into the conversation with somebody. A couple of things that you can do. When you're calling someone, the first thing that you want to do is you want to say, hey, I'm happy I caught you. Am I calling you at a bad time? And you want to say a bad time, because it's never a good time. It's more like that's, so the words to use is, you want to say, am I calling you at a bad time? Did I catch you at a bad time? No. Or, yeah, I only have a minute. Whatever they say, you're going to say, listen, I only have a minute. Either you're running out the door or you only have a minute. Whatever it is, you're busy too. Okay, so I'm telling Mary, I'm happy. First part is, Mary, I'm happy I caught you. Am I calling it at a bad time? No, Jay, what's up? Listen, I only have a minute. I'm running out the door myself. I want to grab a cup of coffee with you. Now, here's the three parts. You either want to schedule a call, you want to do coffee, or you want to go over there. Okay, those are three main ones. There may be other things that you can do, but let's just say the three main categories that the end results of an invite are going to be a phone meeting, a coffee meeting, or somewhere one-on-one, their house, your house, that kind of thing. Or you can certainly invite someone over to a home meeting as well, and that just means that there's going to be more than one person, but the concept is the same. So, Mary, I'm happy I caught you. Am I calling it a bad time? No, hey, what's up? Listen, I only have a minute. I want to grab coffee with you, or I want to find time to get, if they're 2 hours, 3 or 4 hours away, I want to find time to get you on the phone. When can we talk? Are you around, you know, Thursday night at 9 o'clock, or Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, or whatever it is? And if they say, you're going to get a percentage of people that are going to say yes right there, you're going to say great. Okay. Then I want you to get familiar with five phrases, because sometimes some of those people are going to say, hey, what's up? Remember, the only purpose is to schedule a time to share the business in its entirety. It's going to take 15 to 25 minutes to share the full concept with them. And you want to, it's not going to do it any justice if you're just spewing out information on the first call and you're giving all the information. So what you want, here's some phrases that you can memorize. And if most people on this call, you have, somebody has my phone number or my email, you can text me or email me and just say, I need the five phrases, and I can copy and paste and send them to you. And I'll do that tomorrow. If you leave me messages tonight, I'll do that tomorrow. But I'm going to just read them to you. Here's just five basic phrases you can memorize that are non-ambit, non-network marketing sounding phrases, and this will help you schedule a meeting, okay? First one, I'm working on a business project. Second one, I'm putting a team of people together. I'm putting some people together. Third one, I'm trying to get the word out. The fourth one, I'm looking to network with the best people I know. And the fifth one, I need to fill you in or bring you up to speed on what I'm doing or what we're doing, okay? So these are phrases that you can use together. You can add them. You can put one in front of the other. You can forwards, backwards, doesn't matter. I can say I'm looking to network with the best people I know, and I'm trying to get the word out. I can say I'm putting a team of people together, and I need to fill you in and bring you up to speed on some things, right? And that's going to be enough to get the majority of the people to say, okay, great, let's get together. So the greeting, again, is, hey, I'm happy I caught you, Mary. Am I calling at a bad time? No? Great. What's up? Hey, I only have a minute. I'm running out the door. And then you want to say, it's either coffee, home, or you're showing the plan by the phone. Something like that. I'm either stopping by your house, we're doing coffee, or we're going to do it by the phone, right? So it's the greeting, then I'm going right for the appointment. And then if they ask me, what is it, what's going on? I'm simply saying, I'm working on a business project and I'm trying to get the word out. Can we get together at such and such a time so I can fill you in? That's it. And a lot of times that's all you need is those five phrases, and you can slow down and remember that the only purpose of you being on the phone right then and there is to schedule a meeting. Now, here's a good sentence. I was working on some sentences that have some posture, but also it doesn't really say much, but somebody will ask, well, you know, what are you doing? You ever get a sense that you have a phone call with somebody and somebody says, what are you doing? Or they think they get, maybe you're leading them to believe that they are going to be, they're trying to be recruited into something. Sometimes people can feel that you're trying to get them into something versus you just trying to share what you're working on. And here's a good sentence that you can memorize too, something like this. You can say, you know, Joe, the chances of you being able to do what I do or even wanting to do what I do is slim. Doesn't that sound good? And then you can say, then you go back to the five phrases. But I'm working on a business project and I'm trying to put a team together and I'm looking to network with the best people I know and I thought about you. Right? So you still didn't say anything. You still said, look, the chances of you being able to do what I do or even being interested in doing what I'm doing is very slim. But I'm looking to put a team together and I want to get the word out. And I thought the best person to do that would be with you. Let me fill you in on such and such a day. Again, you're not saying a lot, but you're just focusing on the skill of just getting the appointment. And sometimes I've gone as far as telling people, Joe, I'm not trying to be deceptive, but as I said, I only have a minute. You don't have time. I don't have time right now. And I want to spend 15 or 20 minutes with you. Can we schedule a call? Can we do coffee or whatever? Don't leave your checkbook at home. I'm not selling you anything. I just want to network with you and fill you in on what's going on. Because the chances of that person, if you go into, oh, Ambit Energy, hey, it's Ambit, it's Chris Chambliss, Jerry Thompson, Jerry Thompson's family's from 7-Eleven. It's amazing business. You can make money in energy. Blah, 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 blah. I would guess, and I don't know the exact number, but the percent will go, instead of 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4 people, when they see the full presentation properly, probably goes to 1 out of 30, 1 out of 40, or 1 out of 50. And that's not an exaggeration. I've done hundreds of these for myself and many more hundreds or thousands in my career, these kinds of phone calls and presentations and working with other people's lists and spheres of influence. It's a reasonable estimation here. So if you want to be 10 times more effective, remember the phone call is simply just to schedule a time to get together with the person. So have some sentences prepared that say, you know, Joe, the chances of you being able to do what I do or even wanting to do what I do is slim. But like I said, I'm just looking to put a team together and I'm looking to network with the right people. I would love to fill you in on what's happening. Can we get together for coffee on such and such, and I'll give you more details then. That's it. Simply by going through that process again slowly, it definitely works. And you really don't have to have much more than that for most people. And you know, there are occasions sometimes when I might say something like if I'm pushed, I might say a little bit more, but I really don't. I want 80 or 90% of my appointments, I want to be where I'm not getting into much, where I'm just saying, and those are the ones that tend to be the good ones. And I remember a long time ago, I listened to the analogy of somebody talked about contacting and inviting, and they used the analogy of it, of petting a dog. And, you know, if you walk up to your neighbor's dog, or, you know, there's a dog that's in the neighborhood and you're just you walk up to the dog. Is your dog friendly? Oh, yeah, yeah. If you walk up to the dog and you pet the dog and the dog looks, smiles, at, you know how dogs smile. If the dog's nice and the dog's wagging its tail and leans toward you, you keep petting. It's great. You have it's wonderful. But if the dog growls, what do? You move your hand, you walk away, you're done, right? And I think that's the way you have to treat this business, is realize that there are people that their tails are wagging, they're happy, they're ready, they want to schedule an appointment. And if you're only calling two or three people a month, you're not doing enough to reach enough wagging tails, for lack of a better analogy. And the way to increase that is to get into your mind that what we're doing is simply just sharing the business. All we're doing is getting together and networking with people. And this should hope this takes the pressure off some people. All you're going to do is call someone up and say, "Hey, what are you doing Thursday night?" "Nothing." "Great. I'm working on a business project. I got to fill you in. I'm looking to network with some good people. Let's get together for 20 minutes over a cup of coffee." That's a good appointment. Tony Procopio has scheduled a lot of meetings and has taught a lot of people how to schedule a lot of meetings by texting the word coffee, COFFEE with a question mark. And they go, "Yeah, great. Thursday, 9, great. What's up? Hey, I'll talk to you then." And you get together with the person and say, and then you can fill them in when you have coffee with them. You can say, "Hey, what's happening with you? What's happening with me? Oh, I'm working on a business project." You can even text them that on the way to coffee. You can say, after they say yes, they're available for coffee, you can text them. You can say, "Oh, that's great. I'm working on a business project, looking to network with the right people. I'll fill you in when I see you." Done. So the most important end result is always sitting down with someone, whether it's their house, your house, whether it's on the phone, or whether it's at a meeting. And the ingredients are simple. You're going to get on the phone. You're going to say, "Hello, how are you? Am I calling you at a bad time?" And then you're going to be in a rush. You're going to compliment them. You're going to say, talk about why you're calling them. And the whole idea, when you say, "I'm looking to network with the best people I know," you're complimenting them. Say, "I've always respected the way that you handle your business. We've always had good rapport and good connection. And I'm looking to connect with people like you." That's the way it is. It should be a simple, natural conversation that's not you trying to recruit somebody. It's you opening doors to network, to tell your story, to explain to someone else that you're working on something that's important to you, and you'd love to fill them in and tell them what you're doing. And that's really the way it goes. Couple of thoughts. I do have a couple of closing comments. After Richard and Mary, if you have something to say, if you have any comments in between, I can close it out for a few minutes. But that's the bulk of the invitation, is to understand that you're trying to get some people on the phone. I would schedule the things that a lot of times that we don't do is I would schedule a couple of times during the week to make these calls and to practice. It takes practice to do this. You have to put something in your calendar 2 or 3, 4 times a week. Maybe in the beginning you start just 2 or 3 times a week. You schedule 15 or 20 minutes where you're going to take your list out and you're going to look at your list of names. You're going to call someone up, even if you haven't spoken to them in a year. You're going to say, "If you haven't spoken to this person in 2 or 3 years, it's not a big deal. It's actually, some of those contacts are the best ones." You call them up. You say, "Hey Joe, it's Jay. How you doing? Hey, listen, I know we haven't spoken in a year. What's happening?" "Oh yeah, that's great. How's the family? How's work?" "That's fantastic." And then you get right to the point. That's a mistake a lot of people make with contacts that are older, is they think they have to schmooze the person, and then it's really deceptive. They're doing it in the name of honesty. They want to try to, but it actually seems much more deceptive to me that way. I think you just got to be right up front and say, "Look, we haven't spoken in a while, but the reason for the call is this. I've always respected the way that you handle your business. I've always, I always see you busy. You seem very entrepreneurial, and I'm working on a business project right now, looking to network with some good people. When can we do coffee? I'd love to treat you to a cup of coffee." And I make it light sometimes. I tell people, I say, let me be a big spender and treat you to coffee. And if, when I say that, that's a good statement that makes somebody, it lightens up the conversation. It increases the chances of them, you know, smiling and being, oh, sure, let's do coffee. It's not a big deal to grab a cup of coffee and fill them in on what I'm working on. So before I have some closing comments and wrap some things up, Richard and Mary, do you have any comments on some of the things that I shared? Or
no, I mean, just a couple. But I loved what Tony Procopio does with the text coffee question mark. So simple. Such a
yes.
simple invitation. And I think a lot of times people get really awkward in the invitation, especially when it's people that you know and you love. You know, a lot of times you're not even, people closest to you, you're not even really inviting them. You're saying, hey, listen, I started a new business. I'm going to come show you. Like, that's not an invitation. It's a, I'm going to come show you. And that's your closest
yeah.
friends and family. That's not, you know, it's, yes, it's an invitation, but not really an invitation. It's just a inform. And then I love what you said about, you know, people that you don't, you haven't talked to in a while, and I'm right there with you. You got to get to the point. And one of the things that I do too is I literally state the obvious. I call them up and say, hey, Jay, it's Mary. You know, I know we haven't spoken in years, and I just started working on a business project that made me think of you. So I want to talk to you about it, but I also want to catch up and find out what in the world have you been doing for the last few years? How's your family? How's work going? And then get to the point. So I don't think there's anything wrong with letting them know that you started a business or you started a part-time business or you're working on a business project, any of the verbiage that Jay talked about, and letting them know it made you think of them. And I think people mm-hmm. appreciate that is when you say that off the bat.
Yeah, and you know what? It should be authentic if we're calling these people. You know, and if it's not, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, maybe we need to check our own heart and say, you know, because this is a people business, and we should, and generally speaking, if we like people, they're going to like us back. And, you know, so think about that too. And if you have somebody that, you know, a great way to schedule a meeting is, what are you doing Tuesday night? Nothing. Great. I want to get together with you. I'm working on something. I got to fill you in on something. And it's very, how many times have you done something like that, Mary? What are you doing on Tuesday night? Nothing. Great. I got to fill you in on, you know, Richard and I are working on something. I got to fill you in.
Yeah, I've never used that verbiage, but I'm going to use it now. You know, that's the beauty of this business. We've been involved 12 years, and I've never used that particular verbiage, but it works, and it's simple, and it's inviting, and it's like there's not much complexity to it. I think too many times we get things just really twisted up because we make it a little more complicated than it needs to be. But the thing I want to point out is you're always learning in this business. The great thing about this business is when you get around other leaders, you learn skills and ways of saying things and different posturing techniques that you would not normally have. And, you know, that's the beauty of this business. We wouldn't have known Jay had it not been for plugging into an event. We met at Power Trip like eons ago and have become great running buddies and built the business together and become great friends and now like family. And so that's the beauty of staying Amen. In the business a while is you're constantly learning.
A couple of things that you and Mary kind of touched on, which I think is so critical, is one, I think authenticity is critical. You know, we tell people, you know, listen, be yourself, but there's a caveat to that. If your natural self is a little very, very, very low key, then you're going to have to bring your energy up just a little bit. You don't have to be a cheerleader on the sidelines, but you do need to bring kind of what you were talking about before, Jay. You've got to bring that, whatever that new vision is that you have for your life or your business, you've got to bring that forward because people tend to move in a direction where others are inspired, not the other way around. And the other critical thing, and you know, Mary and I have done this for years, which is, you know, when you're uncomfortable with something, rehearse it, practice it. It's going to build confidence. And, you know, your best person to kind of check in with yourself, if no one else is around you, is the mirror. Whatever it is you see in the mirror is what they see and hear. And I find people are so reluctant to do that, and it is probably one of the biggest things you can do for yourself, because it's one thing to have somebody else correct you. You know, I've had lots of video footage done over the years when I'm doing certain forms in karate or sparring, and when I see my own mistakes and I correct them, they stick. They stick more, they stick quicker than when I'm being told by somebody else. I still listen to somebody else, but it's when I catch my own mistakes, because deep down inside, you know, I'm committed to being better. So when I can catch that on my own, and then I can catch myself in the moment, I mean, there's times where I'm doing a call with somebody, and I find myself sitting in my chair, prop my feet up on my desk, and I get a little too comfortable, and then I catch myself, I'm like, oh, stand up. And I stand up, and it completely changes my tone, my posture, and physically, and it transfers through the phone also. So I would also encourage people that when you're doing calls, if at all possible, try to do it from a standing up position, because you'll find yourself just getting a little too relaxed and too reserved and too cool, and you're going to find that your effectiveness will go up if you're standing up. I know sometimes we do some calls from the car. That's different in different states depending on what your laws are, but you know, I would say that if you're calling somebody, try to make sure that you're not distracted, and that the ambient noise around you, the background noise around you, is, you know, definitely controlled to where it's not going to be a distraction on the call for the person that's listening in. But man, there are some critical key points that you brought to light, Jay, which are super cool. And obviously, this call is recorded. It'll be made available on topambitleaders.com. It should be up on the website by the end of business tomorrow, but there's a good chance that it might not be up until sometime Tuesday. So either late Monday or sometime early Tuesday, it'll be up on topambitleaders.com with all the other calls that we've had over the past 10, 11 years that these have been going on. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. And then one more thing, Jay. You know, Mary brought up a little bit about Power Trip. And I wanted you to kind of share your perspective, because you've been Power Trip in the Northeast, you've been to Power Trip down in Texas, and there's a lot of people that haven't been to Power Trip there on this call. We've got it rolling up April 4th, 5, and 6 here in Dallas. The Thursday night is the 5th. That's where we do the special business presentation. And then the Friday is the leadership breakfast with Brian, Joey, Ray. Then the evening, which is my favorite, is with Chris and Jerry. Our co-founders, where they do open Q&A, and they cast vision for the year also, which is a fantastic evening, to say the least. And then there's all-day training from top leaders, upcoming leaders, yellow jackets, purple jackets, black jackets, you name it, any kind of jacket you can think of. And then all those folks that are crushing it and killing it on the five-star, you know, it's a very impactful couple of days. So I wanted you to kind of share a little bit about that for folks too.
Yeah, sure. If you go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com, you can get your tickets for Dallas. I wouldn't miss it for anything. There's always a cost. Some of us have to travel by airplane to get there, and some of us can drive a distance or whatever. But for me, the value is always infinitely greater. Just the association, the information, the inspiration, the belief level goes up. When your belief level goes up, people feel it. And any investment that you can make in yourself like this builds you up. And the stronger you get, you become the asset that attracts the success to you. And that's, I've always seen it as something that's just an absolute necessity, because, and I've always found also the people that want to be really successful always find a way to be around the top leaders in this business, because they want to know more, they want to know more, and they want to be connected more to the people that are making it happen, because they can't see themselves in any other position but a higher and more successful level. So ambitpowertrip.com. If you really want to be free, now if you're listening to my voice and you want to make $200, $300, $400 a month in Ambit, I'm not going to judge that goal. That's a great goal. And, you know, I would say that's not, if you want to make $200 a month in Ambit, you don't need to go to Power. You'll still benefit from it. But I'm going to tell you just from experience that if you want to make $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month or more in Ambit Energy, and you want total freedom, you need to be there. Because another thing that I've learned is that the price you're willing to pay demonstrates the prize you're waiting to claim. And if you are waiting to claim a high level price and you're not willing to get it, and you're not willing to get on an airplane, are you really expecting a high prize to come? And my answer is, you know, I don't think you are. And so if you're willing to go, that means you're paying a price, you're investing in yourself, and it's definitely well worth it. Richard, can I take 2 more minutes and just talk about inviting someone to show the plan on the phone really quickly? I just want to add this something I didn't. I know we're time wise. I just wanted to add, because last couple of people that I've brought into the business, and I've done this lots of times, sponsored people by showing the plan on the phone. And I just wanted to share a couple of things that would be helpful tips. They may even be on the call here tonight. But when you're inviting someone to show the plan on the phone, some of the stuff is the same. What are you doing Thursday night? Maybe they're at a distance or whatever. Hey, I need 15, 20 minutes of your time. Here's some language that I've learned that works. Just a couple of tips. I want to walk you through something online. You don't want to say, I'm sure. You say, look, I want to fill you in on what I'm doing. Look in the network. When can we get on the phone? 15, 20 minutes. Once that they agree to that 15 or 20 minute time, then I'll tell them, great. Can you be in front of a computer? I want to walk you through something online. All right. And that avoids the conversation sometimes with newer people. Sometimes people fall into the trap of sending the website over to people, and that doesn't work typically, because then the posture is wrong and you have to chase them, and phone calls go to voicemail. And I know if you're new, this is going to be helpful for you, and that's why I just wanted to take 2 minutes and say, don't send people the website. If you're going to show the plan on the phone, schedule a time to have a conversation with them. So you're going to call up Richard. You're going to say, Richard, what are you doing Thursday night at 9 o'clock? Can we get on the phone for 15 or 20 minutes? I'm working on something. I need to fill you in. Yes. Okay, great. Hey, it's important. I got to run. You're definitely good at that time? Great. And then I might even the next day say, hey, when I call you, can you be in front of a computer? Because I want to walk you through something. And then I call them, and then I make sure they're there, and I might bring them to the website, and then I stay on the phone with them, so I'm listening to them at the points that they are during the presentation. So that's a whole other thing that maybe we'll do another call on. But I just wanted to add that because I know it'll save some people some time in terms of making some mistakes. So in a short period of time, hope that was helpful. Richard and Mary, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity. I think we went over a little bit on the time, but I love you guys, and I just, you know, gave a lot of stuff. I hope it was helpful.
Absolutely, brother. I'm sure everyone feels that they've gotten some value out of this call. I was certainly taking notes. Mary was taking notes. And I think what we're going to do, Jay, is, not necessarily right after this call, but maybe tomorrow we can touch base on some of these and memorialize these and get these posted up. We had talked about creating a couple of different groups that can kind of go out electronically. I know everyone doesn't always catch the email. Email's not the most effective thing, but I think we're probably going to create a dedicated Facebook page that's for this call and be able to post notes and have leaders put things on there. And this might be one of the documents that we can put up there, as well as another platform that we use quite a bit in Japan, which is incredibly effective. For keeping groups, you know, closely held together with information, especially when sometimes information moves kind of quick. But we'll make sure we get this stuff that's posted up and notify everyone at least by next Sunday. But the recording of this call will be on topambitleaders.com by the end of business tomorrow or Tuesday morning-ish. And so all that will be there. People need to re-listen to it. And then we'll get the other documentation up posted very, very soon as well. But Jay, as always, thank you. For blessing Ambit, not just because you dress so well, but because you're an outstanding leader, and you've got a heart that's pure of gold, and we love you and thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, and I know you, what brother. You shared has definitely transformed some people's businesses and the way they approach it. So we super appreciate that.
Mary, thank you. Love you, Richard and Mary, and I appreciate it. And looking forward to talking to you guys soon.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and unmute the lines. Be sure to tell Jay how much you love him and that you are part of his fan club.
I'm sorry, this is real.